This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very interesting guy from a cool company. Carlos Borberg is the channel program manager at Spark Cognition. Now, what's the website? Is it sparkcognition.io or .com?
.com.
Oh, good, because Everybody's coming up with cool, you know,
that's
tag
right.
names. So sparkcognition.com.
Correct.
You're adding some intelligence to data analysis or what's going on the network or what's going on behind the firewall. Tell us what you do and how you do it.
Yeah, very good question. So, you know, one of the things that SparkCognition we focus on is on artificial intelligence and machine learning, and not just as a buzzword. You know, nowadays, even my toothpaste says that it has AI in some way or another. And what we're trying to accomplish is helping our businesses into integrating machine learning into their processes so they can augment the data they're collecting, their cybersecurity, so they can detect those malicious malwares or zero-day attacks in a lot quicker and a lot seamless process utilizing these technologies.
So I deploy SparkCognition behind my firewall. I set it up somehow to analyze data in real time or reviewing data that's static?
Yes. It can be both on the endpoint that you're going to install the agent, mm-hmm. or it can be as an SDK that you're going to put it behind the scenes, either in your application or in your processes. And this is going to be on a live basis. It's going to analyze for those malicious, whether it's a fileless attack, a zero-day attack, or any type of malicious type of interactions are within your network.
What about these natural language things that are going on where people are typing or saying things in Facebook or Twitter or in Gmail or something where it just doesn't look normal? It's an anomaly. Will you detect an anomaly in the way people communicate, or you're looking more at a data analysis, not a textual analysis?
It's more on the data analysis side that we focus on. While you can incorporate some of the other, whether it's natural language processing for analyzing some of those contexts, for example, if you wanted to analyze the context, tweets or messaging that you're saying, like you mentioned, those are some ways that you can analyze it with some of the other tools. But focus on cybersecurity is going to be more on the data itself and the content that's being thrown in. Because we find that those, you know, more nowadays, you're going to find these attacks, fileless attacks, through a PDF or some kind of other document.
So if there's hidden data in a PDF, you'll be able to detect that?
Correct.
And send an alert to IT?
Exactly.
Do you integrate with SIEMs or SIMs?
Yes, we do. We have seamless integration with multiple SIEMs out in the market, and we're still growing, I mean, whether through our API, that we can connect and in-house create those connections very easily.
And SparkCognition is all over the globe through channels?
We have both direct and indirect. We are globally based, of course, out of Austin as your corporate office, but we do have alliances and partners worldwide that have helped us in the growth and the development of the company and hyper growth that we had in the company in the last few years.
Are we deploying in the cloud? Are we deploying behind the firewall? Is it a hybrid solution? Is it a VM? How do we get SparkCognition deployed?
Very good question. It can be either both. It can be on the cloud or on-prem.
That's excellent. Yeah. Can anyone afford it, or is it just for big data, big companies?
No, anybody. And that's what we're trying to. We're trying to not only augment that science or that data science into your day-to-day operations for cybersecurity, but that also a startup company or anybody that's coming up can afford these technologies, because we believe that AI and machine learning can make a better world, and we're doing so through our technology.
That's awesome. Carlos, you made it through my hot seat. We just found out that anybody can afford an AI machine learning solution that really helps you analyze your data to maybe be more profitable, reduce risk, at SparkCognition.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.